It's Sports Talk with Dan Rennie and Elijah Blair. Catch the boys for a unique insight and extensive breakdown of this year's NRL season on 98.9 FM. Take it away, boys.
Happy Friday and welcome back to Sports Talk. I'm Dan Rennie. Alongside me, Elijah Blair. How are you, bro?
Yeah, doing well, man. How are you?
You're looking well.
Thank you. I feel
great,
fit.
Great, thank you. And our special guest, our token white fella, Dave the Butcher.
Good evening, guys. How are you?
Good to see you, mate. And look, we're going to talk to you about your injury in just a moment. But first of all, of course, we'd like to acknowledge the traditional owners of the land where we broadcast from and pay our respects to elders past and present. Dave, little motorbike accident, brother.
Yeah, unfortunate. Very little motorbike accident. I was going about 10 k's an hour, turning a corner, car cuts you off, and bike falls on top of you.
Oh.
So four broken toes, dislocated toe, and about 6 weeks in a moon boot.
Oh, man.
But besides that, happy days. I was quite lucky, really.
I see your phone survived the crash. It was in that little cradle thing you bought for your bike.
I did. I just brought a $100 cradle because I was coming back to the station that afternoon.
You
I
were.
Thought, I'll ride the bike back. I'll get a little GPS for it. You know, I haven't done a lot of city riding. And, phone survived.
Yeah.
So, it was still locked on the bike when I came off it. And funny story, though, the first guys that came out to help me were lovely people. But I would say they'd only been in the country a couple of months. And they were quite willing to pull me back on the motorbike and ride me to the hospital. So I was like, no, mate, we'll just call an ambulance.
Yeah, I just wanted to ride the bike, I think.
Yeah. You love to ride it.
Mm. Good Samaritans. Mm-hmm. Mate, glad to hear you're all right. And just a reminder for motorists out there, keep your eyes out for motorbike riders, eh?
Definitely.
Yeah, and push bike riders as well.
Yes.
All right, well, we're here to talk footy. We should do that. Last night, the Eels got up against the West Tigers. There was some pretty bad injuries in this game, and there was some a bit of spite as well in there.
Yeah, you're right, Dan. Michael Cheekham going down, I believe it was in the second half. An awful concussion led to a seizure. It wasn't good to watch on the field, and you always know it's a bad injury when they cut away for a break, and he wasn't all sorts, so hopefully he'll be all right. Apparently he was conscious going to the hospital, so that was good news, but I don't think we'll see him for a couple of weeks at least.
Yeah, poor fella. Yeah. Okay. Well, the big story of the week, of course, Paul Green becoming the third coach in 2020 to be stood down or pushed out the door or sacked or whatever you want to call it, along with Stephen Kearney, Dean Pay. Was it the right call? Should they have waited till the end of the season? I'll start with you, Dave.
Look, I think I would have waited till the end of the season.
Yeah.
I think a lot of the Queensland teams have just got to write this year off and sort of see it through. If you're going to stick with Seibold, you'd stick with Green. He's got a 52%.
Well, we don't know if they're going to stick with Seibold.
No, it's interesting the last few days.
We'll get to him.
But definitely on Green. I would have kept him to the end of the year. I would have seen his time out. He's done well for the Cowboys.
No, look, I like their aggressive attitude. I think it was the right call to make. You know, if they lost, they were probably going to lose some more games going into the end of the season. I think that would have been the discussion every time they lost. Is Paul Green's job up for debate? I think it would have happened week in, week out. So I think they made the right call. And I think you'll find the teams that are aggressive around their coach usually bounce back in a big way. So I think it was the right call.
Yeah, I do like, just with Elijah, I do like that. Like you were saying to me last night about the Tigers, they're quite aggressive. You know, he's got a no-stance policy sort of thing, and it sort of seems to work
Michael
for him.
McGuire.
Yeah.
Well, he'll get another job. There's no doubt about it, Paul Green. There's a couple of jobs up for grabs. And
the Warriors?
Warriors, Broncos, perhaps. That's what I'm hearing. Broncos or even Sharks. There's some pretty good mail.
Well, I heard the Walker brothers are going to New Zealand next year.
Yeah. Corey Harawira-Neera off to Canberra following his suspension being lifted after that scandal at the beginning of the year. Expected to run out for the Green Machine in round 12, which is Indigenous round.
Looking forward to that.
Yeah,
some great designs already coming out.
Yep. Mate, the thing around this is, you know, he'd done the wrong thing and he admitted to it and was ready to cop his medicine. And I'm not, you know, in any way defending him or the other player involved. But, you know, if his suspension was being lifted and the Dogs sort of shunned him, is that a bit rough on him?
Yeah, it's hard to say. I think both parties were rightly justified in their anger. I think, you know, obviously you said he did the wrong thing and what he did was morally wrong. It wasn't illegal in any way, but wasn't a good look. But I think, yeah, look, both parties, I think it was the best decision for both cases. So, yeah, it's a weird one. He's gone to the Canberra Raiders. I think he'll have some success there. He's a great young back.
Him alongside Joe Tarpany.
Yeah, I like it.
I like it a lot.
Yeah, no John Bateman, yeah. Be good.
All right, SBW, the return. Mate, well, we're going to see him back now that the Toronto Wolfpack have folded, exiting the Super League. SBW has been left in a little bit of limbo, and he doesn't have a club for this year. Plenty of interest from NRL clubs, but the strong male, Dave the Butcher.
Here we go.
Is he heading to...
I'm loving all the old names coming back. I'm thinking Webby will be back soon.
Yeah, we've got Ben Teo back.
Yeah, Ben Teo. Yeah.
Greg Inglis is running back.
Yeah, mate. Yeah, so 2006 coming down.
Yeah.
But look, is it Yarm to the Dragons?
Well, no, I heard the Roosters.
Yeah. I think he's going to play for... I think he's going to pay for $150,000. That's what I got left in their cap.
Yeah.
So he'll get four games and then finals.
Yeah, right.
He'll just come back, win a premiership, whatever.
Yeah, get on his way.
It's just another notch.
Or he'll go to make $2 million in the Super League next year.
So. Obviously, I haven't seen him. I haven't followed him since he left, but, you know, obviously 6 days.
Did you see he was at a meeting there with Nick Politis and Buzz Rothfield?
Yeah.
Why is Buzz Rothfield there?
Who knows?
He's there to write a bad story about the Rabbitohs.
I mean, he's a sweaty mess. Anyway.
Don't knock your Rabbitohs, Elijah.
No, he's just always writing about... If you wonder why, like, there's always bad stories written about the Rabbitohs and why there's scandals coming out, like, it's Buzz Rothfield.
They're on your buzz.
Well, that said, who would benefit most from Sonny Bill Williams coming to their club?
Well, I think the Bulldogs.
Doggies?
Yeah.
I think the Doggies.
Yeah, obviously he's had a... he's got some history there.
Yeah.
Either they had them or the Warriors. Obviously he's a New Zealand player. He played for the All Blacks. I think they've won a World Cup under SBW. I think he'd be a great addition to the side, not only as an inclusion in the starting side, but also what he could do for young players. I mean, he's a stalwart, hard worker, incredible athlete, boxing, rugby union, rugby league, multi-coded. So, like, look, I think the Bulldogs or the Warriors would benefit the most. The Roosters will just probably eat him up and go on to win the comp. But, it's good to have him back.
Well, speaking of back, Trent Barrett is back as head coach from... For the Bulldogs. He's done some pretty good things with the Panthers attack. Set the world alight with Manly. They had some sort of up and down seasons, but he's looking to bring in Matt Burton, who's a special, special talent from the Panthers. What have you made of Trent Barrett heading to the famous Canterbury club?
Yeah, look, I think he'll be able to sort of redeem himself as a head coach. Obviously, you mentioned he was at the Seagulls for a while there, and I think he was kind of the scapegoat. I don't know if you remember that thing with Jackson Hastings and Daly Cherry Evans, where they got in a bit of a biff and Hastings had to go. But he was a great young player who went on to win the Man of Steel, which is similar to, I believe, the Golden Boot in Australia.
Man of Steel.
Yeah, the top player of the Super League. So he had some things to deal with there, the salary cap issues obviously going on, and I think the odds were against him. So I think he can redeem himself as a head coach at the Dogs in 2021.
And I think, you know, someone like Trent Barrett, he's going to attract players too to Canberra, you know, for me, you know, I know the name. He's a well-known player. He's a great sort of thing. So, you know, he's attractive for players to go there.
And he's a young coach too.
Yeah.
Like, I like seeing the young coaches get in there and give it a crack.
Yeah, definitely.
Well connected as well with the likes of Gus Gould and a few others. And, of course, you know, we've seen Nick Kotrick from Canberra come to the Dogs next year, and they've still got a fair bit of bungee to splash out on some marquee players.
Yeah. Just on Kotrick, I think they paid overs for him.
Definitely played overs.
$800,000 a season.
I think anybody they're going to pick up, they're going to have to pay overs for because... Yeah. You know, people want money.
Can we talk about that real quick? Like, they got Meany on one wing. They got Watene Zalesniak at the back. Hopewadi, who can also play fullback. They're sort of, I think they're overstocked in their back three.
Yeah, but no real strike weapons except for Hopewadi. He's the only one I think that...
Watene Zalesniak is a leader.
Yeah.
I feel he's dropped off since Panthers.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Yeah, Panthers have been setting the world alight. They definitely need some fazazz, Elijah.
I love that word, man.
X Factor.
Tattoo, fazazz.
We touched on the game last night, kickoff round 11. 26-6 to the Eels. Try scorers for Parramatta, Mike Acebo with a double. Mitch Moses with that nifty little chip and chase.
Regan Campbell-Gillard.
Yeah, that was
as well.
Big 50-metre run, wasn't it?
Yeah, that was a good one. And for the Eels, Luciano Leilua, David Nofaluma and Tommy Talau.
For the Tigers, sorry, that was a typo.
Yep, you got it.
Sorry, just with David Nofaluma. Nah, isn't he in form? He's a young fella, but just you see him, he's been around for a long time.
Cold hero.
Yeah, but he does a lot of the... Just the tough stuff, you know, bring the ball back out of trouble.
Definitely. I think, like, both the Browns from Parramatta. Nathan, I was talking to Elijah last night, and just biggest raps on Nathan Brown. You see him, he leads the kick chase. He's just in everything.
Well, one thing I didn't like was the feigning the crusher.
Yes.
Now, did you see that? He milked it.
Miraculous
recovery and took the next hit up. I don't like it. We used to laugh at soccer players for this type of behaviour, and now it's creeping back into the game.
Yeah, I think you saw Josh Morris do it a couple of weeks ago too. Yeah. I was like, geez, him and Daly Cherry Evans are good for it, aren't they?
They are good for it. Yeah. Is it sportsmanship or is it a bad look?
I think it's soft.
Yeah, it's a tough one. I think, you know, like you were talking about playing within the rules and sort of, you know, milking things for all they're worth. So it's... if you're a fan of his, you're probably going to say, no, it's all good. But if you're not, you go the other way.
I'm the other way. I don't like it.
No, I don't like it. Get it out.
Another thing I didn't like was a very terrible injury to Michael Cheekham. Took a very heavy knock to the head and was having having some spasms and a seizure there on the field. Really, really bad, and we wish him all the best in his recovery. But for the West Tigers, it was the six again calls and errors that that proved, you know,
they couldn't catch a break.
They couldn't.
Coming out of trouble, a couple of errors. And to the outside backs, you know, you just see the forwards' heads going up in the air, like, bloody backs have dropped the ball again.
Yeah, we do all the hard work, and the glory boys just can't hang on to it. Anyway, that's last night's game, and with that, the Eels moved to the top of the ladder with Penrith
on that live
yet
ladder
to play. Yeah, looking good, the Parramatta side. All right, game underway right now. Cowboys v. Sea Eagles. The Cowboys, they went toe-to-toe with the Panthers last week. Impressive was the young fella, Dejan Asi, the 5'8". I like him.
Is the right combination, Clifford, Asi?
I still don't think Clifford's quite there, you know.
Really?
No.
Yeah, no, I don't think he owns the game yet. No, he's still young. Look, I think in a couple of years he'll be definitely hitting his
straps.
I think
he's still growing too.
Yeah,
like,
definitely.
He looks like
he's a little fella.
Yeah.
Dejan, though, was very impressive.
He was.
Dejan was great. Control of the kicking game. I think he scored a try. I think it was the first try of the match. I think a try assist as well. Got some good players up in North Queensland. It's just about harnessing that young talent and bringing them through. And I think, just with this season, with coronavirus going on, they got no Reggie's.
Yeah,
there's a company Reggie games.
There's no backup.
So, their experience comes by playing NRL, which, you know, it's a good thing. But you know, you want to see players develop and nurtured in the right way, especially halves. You know,
that young fullback we played for, was it Ham?
Hamasai Tabio Fadeau.
We just call him the Hammer.
The Hammer. Yeah. Very, very impressed with him. But you never know. You can bring back Neville Costigan for him. Just bring back some old boys.
Where's young Gigan Gallimore?
Yeah,
he's sort
that's of a very good question. He was touted as the next speedster in the NRL, and we haven't
electric.
Seen him. But I'll tell you who I did like, Reuben Cotter. He was electric when he came on for Reece Robinson. Yeah, very good player. All right, Sea Eagles. Brendan Elliott in a fullback for the injured Tommy Turbo. Do we give Manly a chance without their fullback this year, marching all the way?
I don't think so.
No.
Not all
the
way.
The best teams have those strike players in the side, and I just without Tommy, I just can't see him getting there. Maybe inside the eight, but not winning the premiership or going any further than maybe the first week of finals.
They're not inside my top four.
Your top four.
How many players are in there now?
I've got six spots in my top four. Yeah, good, they're good. Not in it.
Very good. All right, the game of the round. Just kidding, people.
We can skip this one.
Yeah. Broncos Storm. An awful performance against the West Tigers, 48-0. Some promising signs, though. Tom Dearden.
Finally.
Yeah, comes in a halfback. I don't know why it's taken this long, but Brodie Croft, 5'8", Milford to fullback. I don't know if this is going to make, you know, the biggest difference in the world. I probably would have brought Dearden in 3 or 4 weeks ago with matchups like the Titans, West Tigers, Manly, etc. But, you know, it's a baptism of fire, to say the least, for Tommy Dearden.
Well, look, I think he's a great young player that deserves a start. I don't think he's a player that comes off the bench for you in a dummy half role. I found that really, really strange. I think he's a out and out first grader, and they touted him as the next big thing at the Red Hill. So great to see him getting into the starting side. I'm not sure about Brodie Croft at 5'8". I think his form has been questionable.
I did listen to Craig Bellamy come out last week and defend Brodie Croft.
Right.
About his form and different things like that, and individually things. But if Bellamy's already, you know, defending his old players and that, and they're coming up against him this weekend, it doesn't seem too promising.
No, not at all. Could be anything this game, but let's hope the Broncos, keep it competitive.
Keep it under 30.
Yeah, keep it up. That'll be considered.
Can I ask you a question? Yeah. You're both Broncos supporters.
Yeah.
Do you think, are you still holding out for hope that you make the top eight?
No.
No, but
You've stopped hoping?
I will let you one thing. One thing I'll find is I'm just not enjoying my footy this much this year, just because, you know, it's been the first year in a long time
that I'm not looking,
that it's like tonight's game, I'll definitely will watch it, but for how long, I don't know.
I watch it all the way through due to having to do this for work, but, you know, if I could have switched off the Tigers game last week,
I didn't. I stood strong through it, but
it was a shocker.
Yeah.
Yes or no answer, boys. Start with you, Elijah. Does Anthony Seabolt see out the rest of the year as the Broncos head coach?
I think he does. Next year, I'm not so sure. There is obviously going to be a review that will come at the end of the season. I think a lot of things will go in his favour. Coronavirus, obviously. No David Fifita and Jake Turpin, a couple of their key players. So there are things that will work in his favour, but it's all about whether the Broncos board are willing to see him on for another year and a bit. He's got a 5-year contract, remember?
Yeah,
Dave. Yeah, I think they've let Bird go. Right, haven't let him go, but they've released him.
They've told him he can go.
Yeah, told him he can go.
That's a $1 million.
I think they've dropped Milford. I think they're going to talk to him about his contract a bit. So, look, I think that you'll see a total change next year.
I don't think you can use injuries as an excuse, because we saw what Canberra have done with basically the loss of their entire starting pack, including their skipper, Josh Hodgson. So, injuries, you know, you can't blame injuries. If you're good enough to pull on a Broncos jersey, you know, you're there for a reason. So,
yep. Anyway, the Storm here.
Yeah, you like the Storm?
Yeah.
You got a prediction for a blowout, or you think it'll be close?
They're paying $8.
Look, I think they'll score a couple of tries. I'm going to go 34 points to 18. That seems reasonable, okay. and a good goal for them to reach if they can.
Yeah, I think Katoni Staggs will be a big inclusion.
Yeah, I think there's the 18 points there.
Yep.
But yeah, I'm going to go the Storm. I hate to say it, but yeah, Storm. Yeah,
rightio. Warriors v Roosters. Todd Payton, the interim coach, came out and blasted the team for other clubs for their unwillingness to loan out first grade quality players. Thoughts on player swaps and that type of stuff, Elijah?
I like it, man.
Yeah, I like it too.
Hetherington from the Panthers has come across and he's playing some really good footy there.
He was great for the Warriors.
Yeah, and I think it's a great thing moving forward. It gives junior players at a club that might be struggling to crack that, you know, that top side, to give them some experience in first grade. So I think hopefully it'll be a regular occurrence going forward. Dave, your
thoughts? I like the idea of it. Like, even back in the day, I think we let Ash Taylor go from the Broncos. It's something we could have just loaned him back then. If it was possible, it would have been a better outcome for us. But no, I'm big on it. Like it.
Yeah, it gives young guys that might not be able to crack first grade in one side an opportunity. And exactly. See what's happened with Harry Grant for the West Tigers. And, man, they're going to be sad to say goodbye to him.
Yeah, man.
Next up, the Roosters, of course, coming off that loss to Canberra. No doubt they'll see this game as an opportunity to get on a run, playing the Warriors. What do you think there?
Yeah, no, look, I think they will see this as a chance to win. They've got Warriors Saturday, Titans and the Dragons before facing the Storm. A couple of wins under their belt. They might lose to the Storm like they did previously, although that's up for debate. But, they'll definitely want to go on a run. I think they'll use last week's game as a bit of a motivator. I think they'll win in a big way. Roosters here.
Dave?
Yeah, I loved last week's game. I thought, you know, game of the round for me. Roosters. Roosters all the way.
All right, let's run through the remaining games. Sharks v Dragons. Who you got?
Oh, man, it's a bit of a fizzer, isn't it? I'm going to go the Dragons. I think it'll be a bit of a shootout for that last eight, that number eight spot between, you know, the Sharks, Dragons and Seagulls, West Tigers. I think in the mix as well. I'm going the Dragons. They look good lately.
Yep.
I think it's, Dugan's 200 game,
is
it?
Is it?
Yeah, so I might back.
Surprised he's played 200 games.
Yeah.
That much.
He's had 200 on the sidelines.
Yeah, pretty much. Many
as
Bird.
Yep, fair. That's fair. Raiders v Rabbitohs. This could possibly be the game of the round, I think.
Yeah, look, we seem to aim up against the Raiders too. We've lost to them in the past, but I think it's like one apiece in the last one and a bit years. That last semi-final we played against them, where we lost out to that potential grand final berth. I like what the Rabbitohs have been doing, some promising signs. We just need to get rid of our silly errors, especially in the other team's red zone. We seem to get down the other end of the field, do the hard work, and then we make a mistake, or, you know, we get the six again and we drop it, or, you know, and so on and so forth. But I've got to commend the Bunnies on their game last week against the Knights. They stormed home, 11 minutes to go, couple of tries back-to-back, and a bloody scrum that wasn't packed in the right spot. I thought that was a bit dodged. Like they packed the scrum. I think you turn the clock off. Boys, this is the mark here.
Yep.
You know, because when you're locked into a scrum, there's a crowd, there's so much going on. I just thought it was a bit silly. But you can't blame the referee.
No.
Or like those silly little things like that as the reason why you lost the game.
No. It's 80 minutes in the game. Yeah,
exactly.
Still no Latrell and James Roberts. Looks like he'll be sidelined for the rest of the year. They bring in young Jackson Paulo, who was really good on debut last week.
He's got a try assist.
It was really impressive. I'm leaning towards Canberra in this one. I know you won't be happy to hear that.
I'm going to go Canberra. I watched the Rabbitohs game with Elijah last week.
Mm.
Sorry, Dan.
No, you're all right, mate. You're a very passionate fan.
Yeah. And that's why...
Wait. I've got something to say here.
I think the Raiders are going to be too strong for him.
All right.
Yeah.
Fair enough. I'll go the Rabbitohs. I never tip against
him. No, that's right. That's why I'm so terrible in my footy tips this year, because I've been tipping the Broncos every week.
Mm.
Knights v Bulldogs. I'm really impressed with Newcastle, and you'd have to be with that team they've got. If they weren't winning games with that team, you'd be going, what's going on,
Broncos?
Yeah, KP's finally stood up again. I think he was a bit quiet as of late, but he sort of scored a try last week, sliced through the line. It was vintage KP.
Yeah.
So, as you said, they're building a beautiful combination. A little kiss on the cheek from Mitchell and Kaelin.
It's lovely.
A bit of a bromance going on.
Lovely, was it, Dan?
Yeah, but, look, I think the Knights are playing good footy.
Well, yeah. I think I heard Gus say that the other day. Has Ponga stepped up to Trbojevic and Tedesco's level? And I thought that he had been a bit quiet this season, but for the last few weeks he has shown that he's got glimmers and glabs. I think the kiss did help out.
Mm.
Yeah.
Bit of confidence.
Don't you think those three players are really different players in the way they approach their game? Kalen's a pizzazz player.
Mm.
Then you've got Tommy Turbo, who's a great football player, but James Tedesco would be the better fullback.
Oh, he's the best.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, they all play sort of different style of games. All great players in their own right, but just slightly unique.
Who would you have out of any of them?
Ooh. Going the next five years?
In your team for the next 5 years, yeah.
Tedesco.
I'm going Tedesco.
I'm saying.
Yeah.
You can't see him getting better.
All right. Titans, Panthers. This will be... I think the Panthers are just going to run amok here. Yeah.
They could rest some players here, I think.
I hope not, because I've got a few of them in my super coach.
Oh, yeah. hats off to the Titans, though. For what the cattle they've got, I think they're playing great footy. Remember that Ryan James, their captain, is out there in front row. Does a lot to your line there. So, it's... I think it'll be better days ahead, better seasons ahead. And I've made this point in the past, Dan, Dave. Look at the Eels, three wooden spooners. The Knights had a couple wooden spoon years. Now they're top of the four, in the top four. So there will be light at the end of the tunnel. But hey, really quickly, man, if it's all right, I actually caught up with Presto on DC Radio. We spoke about the development of some of their young players, including Jamal Fogarty.
Well, Jamal's one of those guys I think has stood up. You know, he comes with life experience as well. I know it's... It's been a long time since he's played in NRL, but in between that, he's learned so much about his footy game and about himself. So he brings a lot in terms of experience, and to be able to complement Ash is only going to be a partnership that's going to develop over time. But there's a number of players that have impressed me. When Kevin Proctor's playing at his best, he's great to watch, but not many people will probably agree with me. Young Tanner Boyd been sort of tossed into a few different positions here and there. I do find with Tanner, whenever he's on, he does add a bit of spark, you know. And I know we've seen a few mistakes come from him over the last few weeks, but he brings a lot of enthusiasm and a lot of energy. So Tanner Boyd's one of those players I think that the Gold Coast Titans really need now to bring that that youth and that enthusiasm, as I mentioned.
There we go. The great one, Preston Campbell, speaking with Elijah there from DC Radio, Deadly Choices, every Wednesday at 6 p.m. with yourself, Elijah. How are you enjoying the DC gig?
Loving it, man. Yeah. I get to learn about some awesome health stuff, get some advice, and sort of touch base with these doctors who are doing a great job with IUE. Shout out to Dr. Richard Mills and, of course, Dr. Oh, my gosh.
Jonathan Leach?
Yeah, Dr. Jonathan Leach on the show. And, of course, get to talk a bit of footy with Presto and Petro and Steve Renoff. So I'm loving the show.
You're in your element, brother. Yeah. 100%. All right, you've got a game of Would You Rather?
I do.
Here we go. Let's get it going.
All right, so I don't know if you were here the other week, Dave, but we played a game of Would You Rather, so I'm going to shoot some questions out to you.
Yep.
And you just give us a Would You Rather. I'll get both of you to answer, and there's a couple of general questions in there. If you're Brad Fittler, New South Wales head coach, would you rather Nathan Cleary or Mitchell Moses as your number seven?
Cleary.
Can I ask why?
He's just more a complete footballer, I think. Mitchell Moses is... I think he can sort of overplay his hand.
Okay.
At times, like that
goes for the big play too.
It goes for the glory play, where the smart play is often the best one. Last night, I seen him do that chip and chase. He could have gone. Gone either way.
Fair enough.
With a broken field, with I just don't feel like Mitchell Moses is the complete footballer just yet.
Would you rather tackle Mike Asivo or Take Aho from the Roosters? Where are you, Dave?
Oh.
Asivo or Take Aho?
Oh, I'll tackle Asivo, mate, any day. No, I've got him covered.
You run it straight.
I'll go Take Aho. Asivo's a... Whew.
No, I've got him covered.
Dan, this was a question from you, brother. You asked, would you rather win the Wooden Spoon 3 years in a row, or would you rather make the top four every year but never win a premiership? So Wooden Spoon for 3 years.
Wooden Spoon for 3 years, then win the grand final.
Then win the grand final?
Yeah.
Or would you
make the finals every year, top four.
But never win the premiership in your career?
I'd probably go Wooden Spoon in the grand final.
Yeah, Wooden Spoon.
Yeah, I think if you're a player or a coach, so you'd want to be in that top four, you keep your job, maybe earn some more bungoos. So
yeah. The
I'm
fans
going, I'm
as
going
well.
On the ladder.
All right.
Dan, I'll throw it to you, mate. Have you got any would you rathers? I've left me notes upstairs, man. This is off the top of me noggin.
Oh, would I? Would you rather be Anthony Seibold or Paul Green?
Paul Green. You got a job at the Broncos next year.
You got options.
Yeah, that was a trick question. All right.
I got one real quick.
Yeah, go.
Would you rather Kevin Walters or Seibold coach Broncos?
Kevy.
Kevy.
Okay, would you rather Paul Green or Kevin Walters coach the Broncos?
Kevy.
All right, I've got another one.
You got another
one? That's it.
Well, the other one can go and coach Queensland.
Yeah, true. Not Seibold, though.
You know, no, definitely not. No, he's gone.
Bye-bye.
Well, that's us done for another week of Sports Talk. Dave, we've got a song here from your old man.
Yeah, Steve Wilkins, my old man. Just a cover of his. Ain't No
Give
Sunshine.
Give his album a plug.
It's called Waiting by Steve Wilkins. It's his new release. I think he released it last year.
How can people get this?
It's up on Spotify. It is on iTunes as well.
Mm-hmm.
But otherwise, you can just contact him through his Facebook page. I think he does do a bit of work with another station, actually.
Doesn't he?
I won't plug them.
No, but, do not do that.
No.
I'm reading these thank yous, and I'm not mentioned in there, so I'm a little bit dirty.
Yeah, we'll bring him in.
Nah.
That's us done. Have a great weekend. Enjoy the footy, and we'll catch you next week. Bye.
You've been tuned to Sports Talk with Dan Rennie and Elijah Blair on 98.9 FM. Don't forget, you can download the 98.9 FM app at the App Store and stream Sports Talk Friday nights from 6 p.m. Yeah.